streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he is not close to firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, though he asked some House Republicans about it last night.
I talked about the concept of firing him. I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should. But I'm more conservative than they are.
Police have arrested a suspect in the shooting deaths of former American Idol executive Robin Kay and her husband in their Los Angeles home. LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan.
Homicide investigators, with the assistance of LAPD's Gang and Narcotics Division, FBI Fugitive Task Force, took that suspect into custody without incident.
Police believe the shooter had broken into the home and was surprised by the couple when they came home. Some California farm workers have gone on strike calling for an end to immigration raids.
For too long, we have sacrificed our health, our youth, our family, all without the basic retention of citizenship.
They're also calling for a pathway to citizenship for farm workers. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide, schools are feeling the pinch and frustrations with funding. Lisa Hale has the details.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated three schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The federal funding freeze has brought another multi-state lawsuit against these actions by the Trump administration. On Monday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin should have received around $80 million on June 30th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie. So for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a 6-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself. as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road for What Makes Wisconsin Great, this time from the EAA and Oshkosh Air Museum, along with Jane and Greg. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of the program. A couple things I wanted to talk to you about. The first is this rescission thing. This is, I believe, in part about why Congressman Pocan couldn't join us today, because he had they were having votes in the House. Historically, and the way that the Constitution lays it out, is that Congress decides that something needs to be done. Hey, you know, we've got to have funding for public radio and television. And we want to create this thing, public radio and television. You know, lots of countries have it. The BBC, for example, probably the best known example. So we're going to create this thing. And this was back in the 60s. This was part of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, as I recall. And so they appropriate the money and they tell the administration to open the agency, and, you know, the administration does that and all that kind of stuff. And the Constitution says that the president has to spend that money. You know, the Article 2 of the Constitution, speaking of the president, says he must take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That's a verbatim quote from the Constitution. So, in other words, Congress makes the law, you got to follow it, you've got to do it. Trump doesn't want to do that, and he's been refusing to spend money, and he issued this executive order saying that he did not want any more federal money going to PBS and NPR, because he says that the, you know, reality, as we all know, has a liberal bias, and NPR and PBS deal with reality, and that's just too much for Donald Trump. They will not lie for him. They will not BS for him. They will not cover stuff up for him. They will not selectively delete, you know, stories for him, like his association with Jeffrey Epstein, like, you know, Fox News hasn't talked about it in a decade, that kind of stuff. So he tries this with his executive order. It doesn't work. And the courts won't support it and all that kind of stuff. He's got a big lawsuit. So Congress is now saying that they want to pass this law that strips out the funding for PBS. And this is called rescission. Rescission is, you know, clawing something back. And here's the problem. The legislation that kept the government open for, you know, for another year, and it was worked out on a bipartisan, I'm not talking about the bill that was the tax cut bill that was passed with the by the process where you can't filibuster it. This was a bill that passed that could be filibustered, that had funding for NPR, and it was worked out between Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, the Democrats gave up a lot of stuff. The Republicans gave up surrendered, or whatever the right word is, agreed that they would fund NPR and PBS. And it made law, and here it is. Good faith negotiations. And that's the way it's been for 249 years. So now the Republicans are coming along and saying, you know, yeah, we worked this thing out with the Democrats, but some of the stuff that, the Democrats wanted that we went along with just to get their votes to pass the legislation, we don't like, so we're going to take it out. And we're going to do it through reconciliation. We're going to do it through this process where it can't be filibustered, where we only need 50 votes, 51 votes in the Senate. And, you know, we're just going to get rid of this. The funding for NPR, and we're going to get rid of the funding for, you know, a bunch of foreign aid, and, you know, it's the stuff that the GOP doesn't want going on. NPR, they don't want going on for ideological purposes. The foreign aid, they don't want going on because they want that money to go instead to tax cuts for billionaires, or just because they hate America. They want to kneecap our standing in the world. They are not patriotic. They are wed to these right-wing billionaires who believe that the United States should just be a little island unto itself and to hell with the rest of the world. And so this was the big debate. They held this vote in the Senate last night, and J.D. Vance had to come in and cast the tie-breaking vote because Susan Collins and Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski all said, no, we're not going to vote to defund NPR. And in the case of Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, representing respectively Maine and Alaska, the reason that they said that they didn't want to vote to kill off NPR is because in many of the remote areas of Maine and Alaska, literally the only radio station on the air is the local NPR station. And they don't want it to go away because it's providing a vital service. So, and for Mitch McConnell, I'm not sure exactly why. I think he just thought it was the wrong thing to do because it's setting this horrible precedent. And this is the big point that is not being discussed much. I mean, you'll find it in like paragraph 16 in a New York Times article kind of thing, or, you know, some, you know, vague reference to it in a CNN report. But here's the thing. If you're a Democrat in Congress and the Republicans come to you and say, let's work something out here. We got to fund the government for the next year. This will not be happening this year, by the way. This will be happening next year, which is an election year, by the way. And the Republicans come to you and say, you know, we got to fund the government for another year. And tell you what, we will give you, we will fund Medicare. We'll fund Social Security. We'll fund NPR. And in exchange for that, we want you to give us crypto and subsidies for the fossil fuel industry and more money for defense. We'll both, you know, compromise. Now, historically, what's happened is the Democrats have said, okay, cool, we'll compromise with you. But if they go ahead and do this now, see, it actually passed the House like a couple of months ago, and but the Senate version that passed last night, I believe, I was hoping to talk to Congressman Pocan about this because I'm getting mixed messages from the media. My understanding, though, is that John Thune did make some changes to this legislation. John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader. And that if it is not identical to the bill that was passed in the House, the rescission bill that was passed in the House, it has to go back to conference committee and has to get voted on again. And I believe that's what's happening. So when the Senate voted on this last night, it did not go to the president's desk, I believe. And again, I have been trying to figure this out. But I'm pretty sure that that's the case. But the big issue here, and again, it's a massive issue, is that what the Republicans are saying to the Democrats now is officially, you can no longer trust us. You can no longer believe our word. If we tell you that we will compromise with you, you give us what we want, we'll give you what you want, you know, in small portions so that we can both live with it. So let's just get this legislation passed. Democrats are now being told, you can't trust these guys. They're also being told that if the Democrats ever take control of the House, Senate, and the White House again, which may well happen in 3 years, assuming our country is still intact, which may be a big assumption, but, you know, let's set that debate aside for another day. If the Democrats ever have power again, that they could use the exact same strategy to screw the Republicans. I mean, the fact that John Thune and Mike Johnson, the respective leaders of the Senate and the House on the Republican side, the fact that they are willing to do this, that they're willing to blow up the institution of Congress, that they're willing to violate. I mean, this didn't happen during the administration of Andrew Jackson. This didn't happen during the Civil War. This didn't happen during World War I or World War. This has never happened. Where one party says to the other party, you know, yeah, we know we promised. We know we said it. We know we put our signatures to it. We passed it. Yep, we, you know, cross our heart and hope to die. We did it. But to hell with that. Our word doesn't mean squat anymore. That's what the Republicans are saying right now. This is what John Thune and Mike Johnson and basically every member of the United States Senate, except for Mitch McConnell, who realizes, I think, because he was the Senate Majority Leader, the kind of damage this will do. And Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who are looking out for NPR in their states. And that's why J.D. Vance had to come in to break the tie. But basically, all the Republicans in the House and other than those three, all the Republicans in the Senate are just proclaiming that they have no honor, they have no integrity, they have no willingness to stand behind their own word, their own promise, their own signature, their own legislation. They cannot be trusted. And, you know, I'm very concerned about this because, you know, how do Democrats, say you're a Democratic member of Congress, how do you negotiate with Republicans knowing that they have their hands behind their back with their fingers crossed? I mean, how do you do that? And if you can't do that, if Democrats can't work things out with Republicans, then we're talking about the government getting shut down, you know, funding not happening. We're talking about just all kinds of terrible stuff that could happen that could crash the economy of the United States, bring America to its knees, which increasingly looks like what Republicans want to do anyway. I mean, you know, they're now telling public radio and television stations that they have to take the weather alert receivers off their antennas so that they can no longer offer weather alerts as part of, you know, Trump's plan to gut PBS in places where there's severe weather alerts. It's crazy making stuff. So this is, I realize it seems kind of complex, and it's taken me the better part of 15 minutes to explain all this, or 12 minutes to explain this whole thing. But this is, you know, to paraphrase Joe Biden, this is a BFD. This is huge. And I think it's a testimonial to how corrupt, how pathetically, disgustingly corrupt the Republican Party has become since they have surrendered their souls to the fossil fuel billionaires, the right-wing billionaires, and billionaire Donald Trump, and decided to live in the information bubble owned and controlled by billionaire Rupert Murdoch. They're doing nothing for the average person. They're screwing the average person, screwing the poor. They're making life miserable for women and dangerous and deadly, and elevating the morbidly rich. And that's it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So I know. Tell me what you really think, Hartman. I got a geeky science to share with you, and I'll pick up the calls on the inside of those surveys.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorite, of course, are the sleep gummies. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, by the way, but cbdistillery.com, and be sure to use my name, Tom, when you check out. Poison in the well.
is cloaked in law. Writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree. Selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step and never ask them how. Autocratic breakthrough, the sirens fade away. Freedom bleeds in silence when the people look away. Judges bow down, the laws remade.
Welcome back. 22 minutes. 20. What is it? 25 minutes past the hour. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Welcome back to you and Luis.
Thank you.
We also missed the songs while you guys were gone.
Oh well, I'm glad you're liking that they're back.
Yes. A couple items. One, I joined a new group, Indivisible Macomb.
Oh, good.
Here in Michigan.
That's great.
And they were saying that they started 3 months ago with just five young ladies who got together. Mm-hmm. They grew to 20 within a week. Now they're up to 630 plus.
Wow, that's great. So you're going to be out in the streets tomorrow?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And the other item, I was thinking about Trump and Putin. I think that Trump is counting on Putin to help him get the Nobel Peace Prize. And he's pissed at Putin by not helping him by quelching the war in Ukraine.
I think you may
Putin
well be
doesn't
right.
Care about it.
You may well be right, because he's very jealous of Obama.
About the, yes. Anything Obama did, he wants to either erase or...
Or do it better.
Copy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Trump is kind of a pathetic guy in that regard. Tim, I think you nailed it on both counts, and I hope you have a wonderful time out in the streets tomorrow, and you know, give us a shout and let us know how it's working out, okay?
Will do. Take
okay.
care.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM, too. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Oh, I've got this geeky science. I keep meaning to get to it. I'll do it right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is the stop snoring device
that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zepa.
Pat Kreitlow.
We've got our full load of Thursday guests ahead. Sherita Booker with Events Around Wisconsin, plus Joe Zepecki, Chad Holmes, Todd Halba, and Sean O'Malley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide, schools are feeling the pinch and frustrations with funding. Lisa Hale has the details.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated 3 schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The federal funding freeze has brought another multi-state lawsuit against these actions by the Trump administration. On Monday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin should have received around $80 million on June 30th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 80 degrees at our studios.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Chris Larson. We discuss how to bring Democrats together and have productive disagreements. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh?
Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise absolutely swears by this stuff, uses it every night. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. This stuff really works. Vibrance.com/Tom.
It didn't fall in a single night. No tyrant stormed the gate. It came by silence and stage light lies, and rage repackaged his fate. Each step so small we barely stirred, too slow to fear or flee. We clung to forms and hollow words. We thought we were free. One by one the guardrails bent, crowd just shrugged and stared. The crimes became the government. No one really cared. He caged the child, he praised the strong, he mocked our liberty. We called it news, then moved along. We thought freedom doesn't come passively.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past. Oh, I should have let that play a little longer. I forgot there was that little tag on there. Anyhow, 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Oh, my geeky science. This is from wisdomschool.com, which is one of the websites that I write for. I wrote this. And it's titled Wisdom in the Wound, Why Personal Trauma is the Gateway to Collective Healing. We tend in our society to think of trauma, you know, wounds, psychological and emotional wounds that we suffer throughout our lives, and none of us, you know, get out unscathed. We tend to treat it as a malfunction or a disease or an illness. Those of you who read my book, Walking Your Blues Away, know, you know, I actually wrote a book about PTSD and how to deal with it. But actually, there's this recurring truth that you see in mystical and spiritual traditions and even modern psychology, that our wounds can actually be a source of both transformation and extraordinary strength for us. Carl Jung called it the wounded healer archetype. And modern neuroscience is finding what the mystics have already always known, which is that trauma does change the brain, and it can actually expand and strengthen our psychological resilience, our emotional resilience. It can also, of course, as anybody with PTSD will tell you, it can produce hypervigilance and flashbacks and you know, some really awful stuff, kind of a shattered sense of safety. But if you deal with it correctly, that same experience can lead to what researchers are now calling post-traumatic growth. Studies show, and this I'm reading from the article here that I wrote, studies show that people who integrate their trauma often report greater empathy and compassion for others, a stronger sense of purpose, increased spiritual awareness, and a deeper appreciation of life. The wound becomes basically a well that we can draw from. And, I mean, you know, history, mythology, religion, they're all filled with this. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness. Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree facing Mara until he was, you know, enlightened. In tribal societies, sometimes they'll initiate people by taking them into dark caves and then coming out. It's kind of a rebirth process. Trauma is our modern
initiation. And, you know, we live in a traumatized society. My old buddy, Gabor Mate, who has been a guest on this program, Dr. Mate, says trauma is not what happens to us, it's what happens inside us when we're overwhelmed and unsupported. And he talks about how trauma, you know, can happen at a civilization level. Colonization, slavery, genocide, poverty. The trauma of having Donald Trump as our president, Republicans running the country, for example. And yet, healing trauma is spiritual work, really, and as well as psychological work, but it's also justice work. And our personal healing can contribute to this field of collective compassion. So if you carry trauma, you're not broken. You are initiated. You're being invited into sacred activism. You're invited to become a presence of healing in a world of pain. So bless the scar, right? It means you survived. And maybe, just maybe, you've been chosen to help someone else through that same path. You can read it's the top story over at wisdomschool.com right now if you're interested. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to mention a little parallel between Epstein and something else. You heard of Murder Incorporated?
Yeah. Back in the 30s, right?
Well, back 30s and 40s. And there was a particular person by the name of Abe Hittwist Relis, one of the higher-up killers in the organization, who ended up having a lot of evidence fall in the hands of the Manhattan DA.
Mm-hmm.
And since he could be tied to several murders personally, he decided to flip. And he would testify against the leaders of Murder Incorporated, Louis Lepke and Albert Anastasia. So the DA arranged for him to be put up on the police guard in a hotel in Coney Island, six stories up without a fire escape. So this way it made it possible to watch him. Well, the morning he was supposed to start his testimony, they found him in an alleyway behind the hotel, six stories down. Now, for that reason, mainly, that is why I believe Jeffrey Epstein was not a suicide.
Yeah.
Because the parallels are too strong.
Well, and this isn't the first time that kind of thing has happened. I mean, history is replete with these kind of stories.
But I figured it fit the narrative rather nicely.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it makes you wonder about Ivana, but that's, again, that's probably a bridge too far. But excellent point, Sylvia. I'm very skeptical that Epstein committed suicide. Although, you know, if you think about it, put yourself in his place. If you were a convicted, you know, convicted of the crimes that he was convicted of, you tend not to be treated well in prison, and suicide might be a very attractive option. But, there are those reports that his hyoid bone was fractured or broken, which happens when you're manually strangled. I don't know if those reports are true or not. You know, I've seen them in the press, but I'm no expert on the Epstein stuff. But I'm with you on your theory. Silvio, thanks for the call. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. So I have a macro political question for you regarding, I'm not exactly sure what the GDP is of all the blue states, you know, Washington, Oregon, California, New York, Illinois.
It's about 70% of the entire GDP of the United States.
So what would happen, do you think, if all the blue state governors got together and say, okay, we're going to set up our own individual federal tax trust in our state. No federal taxes are going to go to Washington, D.C. We're going to try to starve this beast out of bringing our democracy back. And then we have it encrypted. There's no way they can come. I mean, if they did it all at the same time, what do you suppose would happen?
Reportedly, there were conversations among several blue state governors about something very much like that. And there have been some discussions in the California and Colorado legislatures about something like that. But to the best of my knowledge, none of it has, you know, gotten to the point where it's even close to coming to fruition. And there are major problems with federalism that would get in the way, you know, with the Constitution. So,
well, you know, when you have an out-of-control rogue government in terms of the executive and also Congress yielding their power to Trump, I mean, even the Supreme Court, it's beyond impeachment for the Supreme Court. I mean, they are actively rewriting the Constitution. To me, that's treason.
I'm with you.
But, you know, but how do you, it's the Supreme Court. How do you hold them accountable unless you just vote them off? But that's not good enough.
They are impeachable.
So,
like any federal judge, they can be impeached, just like a member of Congress, just like a president. But again, it takes, the House of Representatives to initiate it, and then it takes a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Only Samuel Chase, I believe was his name, was successfully impeached, and that was back in the early 1800s, and he was not convicted in the Senate, even though he was a drunk, universally hated.
Mark, thanks for the call. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Rhode Island has given access to a permanent vote-by-mail list to all voters in a bill signed by Governor Dan McKee. The state joins 9 other states and D.C., allowing voters to join a permanent vote-by-mail list. The state's permanent list was previously available, quote, because of physical illness or infirmity, or because I am disabled for an indefinite period. Unlike systems in several other states, however, after opting in, Rhode Island voters automatically receive a mail-in voting application, not a ballot. That application still needs to be filled out and returned with an absentee ballot sent later. Massachusetts and Pennsylvania have similar systems, according to Voting Rights Lab. Arizona, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Virginia, and D.C. have permanent vote-by-mail lists for any voter. 11 other states have permanent lists for the disabled, and Louisiana has a permanent absentee list available for seniors, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Some states recently made their formerly permanent lists only semi-permanent. Florida's, formerly 4 years, requires reapplication after an even-year general election. Oklahoma, Texas, and South Dakota allow only a year. Your status can be checked at your local election office or state portal if available. We have links to more information on Rhode Island's new law at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, this is all too familiar to me. It happened just a couple weeks ago on our vacation. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough, and you know your body. You know you're getting sick, right? So your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. You know, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online. Rush to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. That's, use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Today, big day. Julie in Ithaca, New York. Hey, Julie, what's up?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Oh my God, that's great. Thank you, Tom. You're a mentor to me.
Well, thank
you. Just have to tell you that.
What's on your mind?
And my topic is sounds like it doesn't even mean anything, but it does. It's called trickle up. You know, all the economics that's going on. I just paid off a student loan of 35 years that
Whoa.
They made actually very difficult for me to pay off. And thank you, Joe Biden, because he did away with that interest for a little bit over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing that saved me. It saved me because I was getting $400 interest. I couldn't hardly pay off that student loan.
Oh, it's like loan sharking, these high interest rates on these things.
Absolutely. I'm going to write a letter someday when I have energy to time. Because I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. And now I'm thinking about all the things, these big things going on. And I want you to realize, and I know you do, that all the people, this trickle-up economics is hurting everybody every freaking day.
Yeah.
And it's about that. I'm worried about, I think he's going to create a debtor's prison. And he already did, all right?
Yeah.
A workforce of people who have student loans, yeah. Medicare recipients.
That's a big thing in the South, actually, Julie. There's a lot of people who are in jail because of debt in the South.
I know it's real. It's very real.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was just in Portland. Thank you. I tried to send my energy to you, I had to go to Ocean Park, Washington,
mm-hmm.
and I had to cross to Portland, and I did. Briefly, I saw a little bit of the homeless thing, and I think old Epstein, all this stuff going on. Don't forget about the trickle up stuff that's going on with people, and I fear. I just paid off a student loan. I can't tell you how free I feel.
There you go. And that can trickle up to the whole economy. Julie, I have to move along, but thank you so much for the call and for your kind words. Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's up? Thanks for listening.
Hey, welcome. Hey, thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, we all know Donald Trump is not smart enough to do what he's doing. He's no way smart enough to be president. Stephen Miller is supposed to be the man, you know, the puppet master, but he's limited in what he can do and what he. What. There has to be somebody pulling all the strings to make Congress. Trump has some power, but to make Congress do what they do, in subservience to Trump, and to make the Supreme Court. And I don't believe in giant conspiracies or Illuminati, but there has to be a group of people behind everything. I don't think it's Putin.
It's a handful of right-wing billionaires, most of their names are people you would never recognize, but there are a few whose names you would recognize. But yeah, they're
and so they would be almost like the Illuminati then.
Well, yeah, I don't, very often. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, the Illuminati, is, to me, it's always been a fictitious group, but it's still a group of people pulling all the strings.
Yeah, or they might have been around a long time ago, but right now they don't operate like a secret society with a magic handshake. They're a bunch of billionaires who get together a couple times a year and in fancy resorts or at each other's homes. And they live a separate world from the rest of us. They don't use public airports, all that kind of stuff.
But common sense tells you that they're destroying America. People can see it. You know, they've convinced a lot of people that they're not, but they are. And to what ends? I mean, what do they get out of destroying America?
Tax cuts. They want their damn tax cuts, and some of them, want an all-white America. I mean, you got at least one billionaire who's a big supporter of Trump, and J.D. Vance, who has said that he doesn't believe in democracy, or he thinks it's a mistake, and that he doesn't think women should vote. You got, other billionaires who are just, nakedly white supremacist, Elon Musk giving Hitler salutes. It's not a secret. It's not a secret society. Jane Mayer wrote a book about them called Dark Money. And that was like a decade ago, but that's still a very, very good book to read. Lewis, I got to run, but thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us in the streets tomorrow on July 17th. Indeed, get out there, right? Get active. Tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you. Stay safe. I'll see you on the streets tomorrow, and I'll see you right here, of course, noon to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, QUINCE.com/Tom, THOM, to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After telling some House Republicans last night he was leaning towards firing Fed Chair Jerome Powell, President Trump now says that's highly unlikely.
He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed. I was surprised, frankly, that Biden put him in and extended him.
Forecasters are watching a cluster of thunderstorms moving across Florida. Jack Bevins at the National Hurricane Center says they could become better organized once they get out over the Gulf.
Everywhere from the Florida Panhandle through southern and central Louisiana could get locally heavy rain over the next few days.
In Massachusetts, Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon updated the investigation into Sunday night's fire at an assisted living facility where 9 people were killed.
I'm comfortable saying that it's an accidental fire. There's nothing intentional about this fire.
Bacon choked back tears as he described how firefighters saw people screaming from their windows and had to choose who to save. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
As